struggling with recording and posting in Audio Boom. I managed to get one out yesterday, which was a brief test. So I'm going to keep testing until it works. Hopefully the update when it finally does come out will be worthwhile. I find it very frustrating that in 5 minutes I found an app and a workaround to get my stuff out. And that was using Road Rec, posting into SoundCloud, which then was monitored by ifttt.com, if this then that. And that posted everything, including the photo, which was used as album art in SoundCloud, and title, and there's a description tied in there as well, which was a little frustrating to the fact that I had to go looking for something to do it. Now, don't get me wrong, Road Rec is an amazing app, and as soon as there is a better way of posting and publishing, it will be brilliant. Road Rec is normally used for recording offline and storing in things like Dropbox for that you then to pull down and publish manually or use manually in other editing suites. It's a very powerful bit of kit on multi-frequency, multi-speed and multi-format, from OGG to FLAC to WAVE, just so many different formats. SoundCloud, you all know, majority of the time it's used for people publishing music. However, people are now starting to publish audio with it because it's got a good user base. I do have other ways to publish. I preferred when I was publishing audio. I don't publish that much, but when I do, and I should do more. I keep saying I should do more, but I'm working on it. That I prefer what was Audio Boo, because it was so user-friendly. There's a lot of things that they've done to it that I don't like. And I'm shying away from it. I have VoiceBow, so I'm going to play with that a bit more. That's a little more convoluted at getting it out, but it gets out photo, metadata, title and audio in a post from the app, so it's usable. It is more likely that I will use that for my short posts and then use Road Rec to record, which stores the photo, and then I can download it or share it into Dropbox to download or whatever to then publish later. There is another one which for a couple of years was in beta, but then because of one thing and another, Apple buying out the beta site that it was being tested on, and other commitments that the developer had, it stopped working because the provision license ran out. I know he is working on fixing it. And this is an audio recording app that publishes into a multitude of different platforms in one go. So you would record your audio in various different forms. You can record video in various different qualities, including raw quality, which, trust me, is a huge file unless you're connected to a serious broadband. 4G might handle it now, but unless you're connected to a serious broadband, it struggles even with the best 3G. And I've used the best 3G. I've been at full speed, getting 12 meg down, 7 meg up, and it struggled on that being raw format of audio, of video. But it has multiple different settings for that, so you can do Wi-Fi setting, 3G setting, and full quality, which is... I mean, you're talking about 5 meg a second in video, which is quite a size. And it's a very good app because it does the photos. It has a photo editor built in, so you can tweak it using the Avery editor. It might have a better one now, I don't know. It does the audio and it does the video. So it's an all-round amplification tool. And that one's called Mobods. M-O-B-O-D-S. And I've beaten it pretty much from the start, and I love it. The sooner it comes back on to testbed, or even publish, then I have a feeling I'll go straight for that. What I'd like to see is the combination in that one as photo and audio, so that the picture helps tell the story. So I have a wide gamut of applications to use. I found a new one now by using Roderick. I don't have a pro or a paid for account on SoundCloud, so it only gives you like about 30 minutes recording space online. So I'd have to keep deleting some of the content I have to make space, unless I post it elsewhere, which will host it and the whole audio as a separate entity in itself, rather than linking back. So it's just something that I've got to look at.